When Victoria was younger, she started drawing just to have something fun to do around the house, and slowly it started to inspire her to draw more and more, making her become the artist and person she is today.
When I started drawing art, it was the thing that made me truly the happiest in my life as a child, and now as I got older, taking art classes and like doing art classes in the summer with professionals and amateurs, it's been so fun to do.
Why did you start making art?
I started making art because at the house, all I ever did was just read and study and math and just always working on school, never actually did anything I wanted to. I wasn't allowed to go outside and hang around. So I went online and see these people do these amazing drawings on YouTube, so I thought maybe I could try it, and it turned out horrible, but I got what I wanted to do, was to draw anything I wanted to.
How would you describe your art style?
My art style is kind of everywhere. I draw anything I want, but the one thing in particular is I draw a lot of landscapes and paint a lot of flowers or draw them.
All right. What is your favorite art style?
I don't really have a favorite art style. I'm more like everywhere. I do what I just want to do in it.
What art style that you choose to do is the hardest for you to do, and why do you choose to do it since it's so hard for you?
I would say abstract, because it never turned out the way that I wanted to, or the way it looks, or how the art piece invokes emotion, and it's not the correct way I wanted to perceive it. But I still love it because it's something I want to get better at.
What is your favorite art piece and why?
My favorite art piece would be what I made last year was 4 stained glass daffodils, and I made a custom vase for it in that class. And I put it in the art show last year, but it didn't win, but it was a really cool piece.
Yeah, that's what I would like to do. I'd like to put my art inside of a contest and everything. Even if I wouldn't have win, even if I didn't win, I'd still like people to come and see my art and actually be able to judge it and give me good advice about it. Who inspires your art?
I would say my mom. She was a single mom my whole life. Dad was in the picture, but he wasn't really in the picture sometimes. Never supportive, never really there financially or emotionally. So when I saw my mom just do these amazing things by herself, taking care of the house, taking care of me, and having enough money, even though we were so broke, to do fun little trips, that made me so happy. Knowing that she could do that made me think I could do anything I want to do.
Yeah, that's how my mom is too. For the majority of my life when I was younger, we couldn't really get on our feet as much as we are right now because we just kept moving from house to house into different places. Sometimes we'd even stay with our grandmother. But it's just amazing how much our moms can do just by themselves.
True.
What do you want your work to say to people?
Really, they could feel anything when they see my portraits or drawings or my projects. I just want them to look at it and just be surprised that people in the high school too can do anything. Even them, if they really try to do something they never done before, it could turn out amazing.
All right, final question. What is the best piece of advice that's ever been given to you? Or what piece of advice could you give to someone?
The best piece of advice someone has ever given me is that they told me that like life is too short, might as well live it to the fullest and just do whatever you want. And the advice that I would give to somebody is live your life. Life is short, and high school and college, that's in the future. Don't worry about it. It'll get there when it'll get there.
All right.